Today's daf is daf kuf ches. We're going to start on daf kuf zayin amud beis about 6-7 lines from the bottom. Amar Shmuel, hashoyla dag min hayam. If somebody pulls out a fish from the ocean, kivin sheyavish by kesela, as soon as a sell as a coin, the size of a coin of a seller dries up the skin, chayiv. He's chayiv. So now the question is, for what malacha? Rashi says the malacha is netilas neshama. It's as if the fish dries up to that degree, that fish won't survive. You've killed it. Omer Rav Yosi Bar Avin, where does it have to dry up? Ubein Sapirov. Omer Rav Ashi, loy tamei yavish mamish. So on one hand, it has to be by the scales. Anywhere else is not, doesn't count. But on the other hand, it doesn't have to completely dry up, he says. Ela filo de ovid riri. As long as it gets slimy, that's already considered that it's going to die. So this is a very interesting shaila. We're saying that this is called netilas neshama when the fish comes to this degree. So the Har Tzvi has a very interesting shaila. Let's say somebody has an aquarium, and on Shabbos Yontif, the fish had a bunch of babies. And we know that when you have an aquarium, the big fish eat up the little fish. So what are you supposed to do? You're supposed to separate them into separate tanks. If you take out the big fish, so it takes a couple of moments from when you transfer it from one tank into the other tank. And the fish you have outside. Now we've learned all over that chatzi shear is usser. That means even though you're not allowed to leave the fish out that long, that it'll get dry, that's the Gemara we just learned, that's Zichur Asr. But let's say it takes 20 minutes to get to that stage. And it takes you 5-10 minutes to switch the aquarium. Are you allowed to take the fish and leave it out for those 5-10 minutes? Because you didn't do anything, there's no problem, it didn't get to that stage. Or on the other hand, every malacha, it's usr as soon as you do part of the malacha, even though you don't come to the end of the malacha. So a lot of paiskim want to say that this malacha is different. It's only at the final moment that's a malacha, and before that it's nothing. And you could actually do this switch. You have another problem with muksa, but we're not going to discuss that now. Says the Gemara, Amar Barad Huri Amar Shmuel, Hosh Yod L'mei Behemah. Somebody stuck his hand inside a animal's womb, the dildal uber shemeya, and he dislodges the fetus that's in the animal stomach. Chayiv. So it's chayiv. So again, there's a very big machloikis. What is the malacha here? Rashi learns that the malacha is kaitzer. That the malacha is that you dislodge something from where it is. And the malacha is kaitzer. Other Rishonim, the Rambam, learns that the malacha is, and it works good with the previous Gemara, that the malacha is netilas neshama, that you've killed this baby. Amar Rabba Bar Hamduri, Asbarli, explain it to me. Lav Amar Rav Sheshes, didn't Rav Sheshes say, Hai man the kolosh kishusa, if somebody dislocates haps, mihizmi vehigi, the haps didn't necessarily grow on the ground. Sometimes they grow on pitchers. Mechayiv, mishum oikadova migudulai. That's considered kaitzer because you took it away from where it's growing. Hachinam mechayiv, mishum oikadova migudula. And therefore, Amar Abaya, hai man the tolish pitra. If somebody just takes off fungus, m'unka de chatzva, from the handles of a barrel, of a pitcher, mechayiv mishum oikadova migudula. It's also considered kaitzer, because that's where it grows. Ask the Gemara, Masar of Aisha, Hatoilish Matzitz Nakov. We learned the Gemara that if somebody pulls out a plant from a flower pot that has a hole on the bottom, then he's chayiv for kaitzer. However, ain't a Nakov, but if it doesn't have a hole on the bottom, potter. So you see that even though you're pulling something out from where it grows, it's still not considered kaitzer. Answers the Gemara, there's no comparison. Hosam lav hani revisei. plants don't grow in flower pots that don't have a hole. So you didn't dislocate it from a place to where it belongs. Hocha, but in our Gemara, Heinu Revisei, fungus grow on pitcher, fetuses grow in their mother's stomach, and that's why it's considered kaitzer. So, first of all, the Rishonim explain why isn't geizus. We spoke of why is this not geizus. So we said the answer already. Geizus is only possible where what you where you cut off could regrow. These things won't regrow. An animal won't regrow necessarily in its mother's stomach. Now there's a very beautiful verse from the Stipler. The Rambam, we said that what's the malacha here? The malacha here is the tilas neshama. Why doesn't the Rambam want to learn that it's kaitzer, like Rashi learns? Because the Rambam says that kaitzer is only passable by gedulei karka, something that grows from the ground. And a baby in its mother's stomach doesn't grow from the ground. Ask the Stipler, there's another malacha. There's a malacha called dosh, which is detaching. And we learned that if somebody nurses from an animal, it's dosh. Everybody says it's dosh. We asked the question, ain disha ela b'gedulei karka? Disha is only passable by something that grows from the ground. So we answered that a behemoth is considered gedulei karka. Why? Because it lives off what grows from the ground. So ask the Stipler, if for disha it's considered gedulei karka, why isn't it considered gedulei karka for kaitzer? For disha, the Rambam said it's considered gedulei karka. Why doesn't he consider it gedulei karka for kaitzer? So the Stipler says, gewaldig. He says like this. What is dosh? The malach of dosh is winnowing. When you winnow something, it's not, when you're doing the malach of winnowing, it's not connected to the ground. It just has to be something that grows from the ground. Says the Rambam, says the halacha, that not only a plant something that grows from the ground, so too are animals considered something that grows from the ground. However, when is the malach of kaitzer normally accomplished? When the thing that's growing from the ground is connected to the ground. To say that an animal is so much of a gedulei karka that it's connected to the ground, that I can't say. I could say it nourishes from the ground, but I can't say it actually grows from the ground. So the need for gedulei karka by kaitzer is a different gedulei karka than for dosh. For dosh, it means it has to grow, it has to nourish from the ground. Animals nourish from the ground. For kaitzer, it has to actually grow from the ground. Animals don't grow from the ground. Now, Rashi, why is Rashi chaylik? Because Rashi is going to learn that gedulei karka, as long as animals are under the concept of gedulei karka, in anywhere, it's enough for kaitzer too. The Rashi is easier to understand. Says the Gemara, chay v'oif. So we spoke about trapping animals. Amar funa, kaisen tefillin al gaba or shel oif tar. You're allowed to write tefillin on the skin of a kosher bird. Amar v'yosef, my kamashmalan. What do you want to tell me? This layar, that's considered it has skin. Ask the Gemara, Tanina, isn't that what we learnt in our Mishnah? We learnt in the Mishnah, Hachayv ben Chayiv, if you make a wound in a bird, Yechayiv. And as we explained yesterday, it's only possible to have a wound on a creature that has skin and the blood collecting under the skin. Amale Abaya, Tuva Kamashmalan. No, there is a Chiddush here. Dimas needs to have a meaning, Kim, the Ispe, Nikve, Nikve. Since the bird's skin has holes in it, so therefore it should not be permitted to use it to write tefillin. Kamash malon, k'dami merov. That's why it teaches us, like we learned in Etz Roll, that kol nekev shed the yoy oiveres olav. Any hole with a hole with a ink covers over it, and a nekev is not considered a hole, and that may be used for parchment. Machloikis taz magen avram. What does this mean? The Taz says that when you write on skin of a bird, the hole has to be filled by the ink. If the hole is not filled up by the ink, even though when you look at it, it looks like a whole letter, it's not going to be kosher. The Magen Avraham says, as long as when I look at the letter, it looks like a whole letter, even though if I put it up to the sun, I'll see that there is still a hole, it's going to be a puzzle. Meister Rav Zeir. So Rav Zeir asked the following question. B'knofof, the Pasuk says that when you burn on the bird that's brought for a carbon oila, you have to not only burn the flesh, lahachshes or, you also have to burn the skin. Now, if the skin is considered the flesh, great, because you have to burn the flesh, and you have to burn the skin, which is connected to the flesh. But isak datach orhu, But if you're going to tell me that the skin is skin, you don't burn skin, you burn flesh. So Abaye answers, Arhu, skin it is. But the Torah told us, this skin, even though the skin of an animal we don't burn, the skin of a bird we do burn. Ikadamri, a different version with the same result. Amar Rav Zeira, almost the same result. Af anan namatanina, bechnofaf, when you burn oil made from a bird, the rabbi says, or you also have to burn the skin. Iam bishlama orhu, if you tell me that this is considered skin, not flesh, hanad itzach krali ribui, that's why I need a pasuk to teach me that even though it's skin, burn it. Eli Yamrid Lav Arhu, if you're going to tell me it's not considered skin, it's just considered flesh, Amay Yitzchak Krala Rebuya, why do I need a pasuk? Of course I have to burn it. It's no different than the rest of the flesh. Amar Abaye, L'Oilam, that's not conclusive proof. Because L'Oilam Eim Loch Lav Arhu. I'll tell you it's not really skin. Vitzrich, and I still need a pasuk to tell me I should burn it. Because Salkadat Chamina, I would have thought, Kim De Ispay Pirtzi Pirtzi, since it has these cracks, moss, and even though it's flesh, I shouldn't burn it. Kamashmon, I have to burn it. But this is not conclusive that it's not considered skin. But the halacha is that it is considered skin. Ask the Gemara. Bamine Mabered Ravina Rav Nachman by Yitzchok. Ma lichta tefillin al gaba or shel dag tor. Could you write tefillin on the skin of a kosher fish? Omlei im yova Elio. When Elio will come, he'll tell us the answer. Ask the Gemara. Mai v'yova Elio v'yoymer. What does mean that Elio is going to come? It's like all the Rishonim explain. Elio can't pass in a shayla because we have a rule lav v'shemayim here. The Torah is not in heaven. The Torah is for us to pass in. So Elio can't answer our question. Elaim, if you want to tell me that Elio were to tell us id islayar, id leslayar, if it has or doesn't have skin, hachazin islayar, just open your eyes and you see it has skin. Void furthermore, hatna, we learned in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says that if you, we spoke about this many times, that if you have tum in a house, anything that's not mekabel tumah, anything that's not susceptible to tumah, could be a mechitza, to be a wrapper around things in the house. So the Mishnah says, atzmis adag v'oiroi, if you have something sealed in fish skin, matzilim ba'olamais, they will not allow the things sealed in them to become tumah. So you see that the skin is considered skin, not like the flesh. So what do I need Eliyahu for? Says the Gemara, what Eliyahu is going to tell us is if the fish skin smells and is not appropriate for tefillin, or it doesn't smell and it is appropriate for tefillin. Ask the Ran, smell it yourself. I need Eliyahu and Novi for that. So the Ran says a very interesting teretz. It's a chassidish teretz. He says like this, that when Klal Yisrael stood by Har Sinai, it goes back. When Chava did the sin with the Nachash, there was a Zahuma, a spiritual Zuama, a spiritual dirt came to the world. Till when was it with us? So we learned the Gemara, until Kabbalah Satayra. By Kabbalah Satayra, Paskazu Masan. They lost it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu took it away. Who did he take it away from? Whoever stood by Kabbalah Satayra. Who stood by Kabbalah Satayra? All the people, all the animals. The fish weren't by Kabbalah Satayra. You couldn't take them out of the water. So we need Eliyahu to tell us if they still have the spiritual Zuama or not. That's the Ran. Just let's talk a moment about Eliyahu. The Chassam Sofer says that Eliyahu HaNavi we know could appear as a Malach, and Eliyahu HaNavi could appear as a person. He says when he appears as a Malach, he can't pass Kinshailas. Tayr Leba Shemayim. When he appears as a person, he could pass Kinshailas. But the Rambam says that Eliyahu HaNavi can't pass Kinshailas. Why can't he pass Kinshailas? Because he's a Navi, he's a prophet, and that falls under the category of Loi B'Shemayim. Navim can't make decisions in Halacha, and he can't pass Kinshailas no matter how he looks. Ask the Mishnah Melech, we see many times in Shas that we're going to rely on Eliyahu. So Mishnah Melech says, what Eliyahu HaNavi will tell us is a Metziah, so tell us a fact. This is the fact. The money belongs to Reuven. The money belongs to Shimon. But he can't tell us the halacha. Says the Meretz Chayis, that's pshat in our Gemara. In our Gemara, Eliyahu's not paskening Yishayla. Eliyahu's telling us, does the fish smell or not? For that, Eliyahu a Navi, even though he's a Navi, he could pask in the Shayla. He cannot pask in the Shayla. It's not paskening. He could tell us the facts. The facts he could tell us. A very interesting story. Shmuel v'karnav yosva good in the Nahar Malka. Shmuel Makana was sitting on the border of the Euphrates River. Chazinu l'mayi de kadol v'achiri. They saw the water was churning and was dirty. Amle Shmuel gav Karna. So Shmuel told Karna, gav a rabbi ka'asim marava, a very prestigious person is coming from a rabbi. V'chash b'maya, he has stomach problems. V'kadol l'mayi l'kubule ape. So the way Rashi explains is that how did he know he had stomach problems? The way he knew he had stomach problems was that the water was churning and dirty. It was dirty from the waste that he was expelling, and it was churning to cover him up when he used the bathroom in the ocean. That's how Rashi learns. Tosfos learns similar. They knew that a chashuva person was coming, and he knew that when he's on the boat, they didn't have fancy boats, so what did they drink? They drank seawater. And seawater will do that to you. It'll upset your stomach. Shmuel, as we're going to learn, was a doctor. So Shmuel knew that he could heal Rav. But he didn't want to work with him unless he knows that he's a chashuva person. So he told him, Zil tale kankane. I want you to go, tale kankane means smell the barrel. I want you to go test him and see if he's really a Talmud Chacham. And the Mefarshim explained, because Karna's profession was that he used to smell wine barrels to smell if the wine was fresh. Now, the question is, we just explained that they knew he was a Chashuva person. So if they knew he was a Chashuva person, why did they have to test him? So most Mefarshim explained that he knew he was a Chashuva person, but he didn't know if he was a Chashuva because he was a Talmud Chacham, or he knew if he was a chashuv because he only had ma'isim toivim. If he wanted to know if he was a Talmud Chacham, that I have to test him. All the mefarshim say a beautiful pshat. It says that when Yitzchak got married to Rivka, v'yava ohalah, so he brought her home. And the mefarshim explained, then he knew who she was. So all the mefarshim say, he knew then. Eliezer should have told him all the nisim, all the miracles that happened. So mefarshim explained, seeing is believing. He might have heard from Eliyahu what a great person she was, but he had to see for himself. The same thing, they heard he was a chashuva person, but Shmuel wanted to test for himself, so he told Karna, go test him. So he asked him, also ask Chel Rav. So Karna meets Rav. How do we know that you only write and write tefillin on the skin of a kosher animal? You only allowed to write from something that we're allowed to eat. As the Gemara says in Masechta Nida, the only thing that's considered blood is something that's red. How do you know it has to be red? They saw the water which was red like blood. How do you know mila is done by the where a person is a man? It says by mila or losa, but nemla halon or losa by a fruit tree. That the first 3 years you're not allowed to use the fruit. Malah and Dovish Oisapari, just like there, it means something that makes fruit. It's a fruit tree. Afkan Dovish Oisapari, which makes reproduction. Ask Gemara Emily, but maybe we should do Mila by the heart, because the word all is used for the heart. The Ksiv Matam is all is Lavavchem. Ema Oznam, maybe it's the ear. The Ksiv Hine Orla Oznam. So you see, the ear is considered arla. And it says, the Gemara, Donan arlasa tama malasa tama. Here it says the word arlasai. By the tree it says arlasai. Here, vein donan arlasa tama malasa shayna tama. Here, it doesn't say the word arlasai. By meal it says arlasai. By the ear and the heart, it says only arlas. Other mefarshim say, what's tama? Like this. If somebody will have a mila done that will cut off part of his ear, will cut off part of his heart, which is hard enough to understand how you could cut off a heart and it'll still survive, the person will be a balmum. But in the mila, when we do it where we do it, the person is still not a balmum. Don in our loss of time, we want to do in a mila where the person will remain a full person, just like by a tree, that even though we don't use the fruit for the first 3 years, it doesn't affect the tree. Amalei mashimcha. So he asked him, what's your name? Karna. He cursed him that you should have a horn come out of your eye. Why? Because he was bothering him. And the Chazon Ish explains, because he showed a lack of Kavod HaTorah. What are you coming to test me? So now Shmuel takes him home to take care of his stomach ailments. Achle nam desari, he gave him barley bread. The castor hasen is a type of fish. The ashkish shikra, and he gave him beard, which all these things make a person need to go to the bathroom. The lo achle basically say, but he didn't show him where the bathroom was. Keiched l'shtalshel, in order that he should have diarrhea and then be able to empty himself out and be healthy. Light Rav, so Rav cursed him. From Amanda Mitzaron, the person that put me in pain, Lelukma Bini, should not have children, should not have sons. But can't have a, Shmuel didn't have any sons, he only had daughters. Even though Shmuel meant for his good. So first explain, once a Talmud Chacham makes a curse, even if he did it on condition, the curse stands. That's, now the question is, what did Shmuel do wrong that Rav cursed him? So some say that Rav figured out that it was Shmuel that sent Karna. So just like he was angry at Karna for testing him, he was angry at Shmuel for sending him. Others say like this, he held him back from going to the bathroom. That the, if somebody doesn't go to urinate, it makes him sterile. So what Rav said to Shmuel, because of you, I didn't go to the bathroom and I became sterile, I became a kros shufcha, so I'm cursing you that you shouldn't have children. Kitanai. So says the Gemara, this shaila, how we know where you make the mila, is machlok tanoim. Menayin la mila shabai samakam, nema kan or losoi. It says regarding the mila or losoi, but nema lahalan or losoi, by the tree. Mala halan dovashai saperi, a fruit tree, akan dovashai saperi, the organ that causes reproduction. Divrei Rabbi Yosha. Rabbi Sinaima enu tzarech. We have a different way of knowing it. Hariya Omer, v'orol zocha shloyim alas psar alosoi. So the pasuk talks about a zocher, a male. Makam, the mila is done in the place, shenikah ben zachas nekos, where we could tell somebody's a male or a female. Tarabonim. Kaisen tefillin al gaba or behematayim ha'ira. We're right allowed to write tefillin on the skin of a kosher animal, the gaba or chaya tahira, or the skin of a kosher chaya, the gaba or nevels of trefishlam. Not only on the skin when they were shechted properly, when they were slaughtered properly, but even if it's nevela, that means it wasn't slaughtered properly, or trefa, it died by itself. Menechrachas besaron, you wrap the tefillin with the hair of these animals, the nispris begidden, you use the sinews of these animals to sew them together. And that's Halacha Mashma Sinai. She tefillin nechrachas v'saron and tefaras begidin. Avil en kosher, you're not allowed to write tefillin. Lo yagaba or behemet tmeiv, lo yagaba or chay tmeiv, not in a non-kosher. Ve'en tzarech lema, agaba or nevel v'treifish lehen. Ve'en nechrachas v'saron ve'en tefaras begidin. You're not allowed to use a non-kosher animal. Says the Gemara, v'zu sheila sheshol b'yisus echad es Rishua Hagarsi. This was a question that one of the b'yisusim asked Rishua Hagarsi. Menayin shein kosher tefillin al or behemet tmeiv. How do we know you're not allowed to use a non-kosher animal? The ksiv leman tia taras Hashem b'ficha. Midover amut b'fichi. Only allowed to use an animal that we're allowed to eat from that animal. El ma'ata gaba or nevelos v'treifus ayikosevu. She shouldn't be allowed to write tefillin on a nevel or a treifi, even if it comes from a kosher animal. Why? Because we're not allowed to eat those meat. Amalei, it's like the Mashal explains. The truth is the question wasn't a question. Because the Torah doesn't say that it has to be that you can eat this animal. It has to be that species. But he wanted to answer him with a Mashal, with a parable. Two people were sentenced for execution. One was killed by the king, one was killed by the chief executioner. What's a sign? Who's the more prestigious person? The person that was killed by the king. Here too, that's why a nevela, even though it wasn't killed by a person, it's better because it was killed by God. As Tysus, that's good on a nevela that dies by itself. But what about a nevela that's killed by a person just not through Shechita? So Tysus says, like we said before, he was really just trying to give him a mashal. The real answer is that we look at the species. Once it's a kosher species, it's better. But interestingly enough, the Kesis HaSeifer, which is a sefer written from the Kitzur Shel Shulchan Aruch on Hilchus Stam, Hilchus Safras, writes that it's better to use the skin of an avela or a trefa for stam. Why? Because of this mashal. Other paiskim say no. It's better to use something that was shechted, because one mitzvah was done with it, you should do another mitzvah. Amalamatus, he asked another question. If you tell me something that was killed by God is greater than what was killed by us, yoichlu, why should we eat them? and we're not allowed to eat a nevela treifa. It says in the Torah you're not allowed to eat it. Vat amr joichlu, you're not allowed to eat it because the Torah says you're not allowed to eat it. Omle kalas, he said, well said. Says the Mishnah, ain oisim hilmi b'shabbos. We're not allowed to make hilmi means brine. You're not allowed to make brine in Shabbos. Avloisu esmei melech. You're allowed to make salt water, which is obviously difficult. First we say you're not allowed, then we say you're allowed to. We'll see it in the Gemara. Why not? So Rashi says, because making salt water looks, we're talking about making, working with leather. When you make salt water, it looks like you're going to work with preserving leather or other items, and that's why Chazal said you're not allowed to make salt water. Other Rishonim explained, the reason is it's Uvdan Dechol. It's inappropriate on Shabbos to do something which is weekdayish. Making brine is Uvdan Dechol. However, we just said Ois Mei Melech, but Tav and Pita, you could dip your bread into it, or put it into your food that you're cooking. Arab Yos Velay, who heal me, Bei Meruba Mei Mu'ud. What's the difference if I make a lot or a little? Ve'elahem Mei Melech HaMatarim, when is salt water permissible? Nois Hashem L'chatchil L'toch HaMayim L'toch HaMelech. If you first add salt, oil I mean, to the water or to the oil, then you can make salt water. Ask the Gemara, my comma. I don't understand the beginning of the Mishnah. First it says you can't, and then it says you can. Answers the Gemara, Amar Yehuda, Mishmah HaKama. Ain oisu mei melech merubim. You're not allowed to make a lot. Aval oisu mei melech meutin, you're allowed to make a little. And the way we explain, it's very good. When you make a lot, it looks like you're preparing to, it's of the dechol, or it looks like you're going to prepare to make preserve. If you just make a little, it doesn't look that way. And what a lot or a little is, we'll speak soon. Amar Yehuda, Aval oisu mei melech merubim mei meutin. What's the difference of a lot or a little? Asks Rabbi Yossi. Ask the Gemara. Boiluhu. Rabbi Yossi la eser la heter. What's Rabbi Yossi trying to teach us? Is Rabbi Yossi disagreeing with the Rabbanan saying that you even allowed to do a lot? Or is Rabbi Yossi disagreeing with the Rabbanan saying you're not allowed to even do a little? Or Rabbi Yehuda la heter. What Rabbi Yossi meant to say is you're allowed to do even a lot. What's my proof? Middle like Tani Rabbi Yossi eiser. If what Rabbi Yossi meant was to say that everything is prohibited, it should have just said Rabbi Yossi eiser. Since it says this whole statement, it means that Rabbi Yossi wants to permit everything. Omle Rava, Hamad Tani Sefer. Since we learned that, well, how does Rabbi Yossi conclude a statement? He says, "V'elahim main melech hamutarim." What is the main melech that's mutar? Dafka, when you put in oil, mechlal the Rabbi Yossi l'eser. The Rabbi Yossi meant to say that plain salt water is always aser, whether it's a lot and whether it's a little, and with oil it's mutar. Alam Rav la'aser. What Rabbi Yossi meant to say was that all salt water is aser, a lot or a little. V'kein omer Rabbi Yochanan la'aser. Rabbi Yossi meant la'aser. Asked the Rishonim, according to Rabbi Yehuda that says that Rabbi Yossi meant la'hater, what's he going to do with this proof? It's a great proof that Rabbi Yossi meant la'aser. So the Rishonim say what Rabbi Yehuda is going to say is like this. Rabbi Yossi is going to hold that salt water is mutter, whether it's a lot or whether it's a little. He's saying, you Rabbanan, who make a difference between a lot or a little, at least agree to me that if you're adding oil, you should be allowed to even make a lot. But I hold everything is mutter. But the Gemara says that really Rabbi Yossi says that it's always aser. Tanya nami hachi, ein ois mei melech merubin losis l'toicha kvashi shebetoicha t'ro. You're not allowed to make a lot of salt water to put the pickled vegetables in. Aval eisahu mei melech me'utin. You're allowed to make a little varchem and piton. You could use it for your bread. With nice and tachatash, put it into your food that you cooked. That's the rabbonim that make a difference between a lot or a little. What is a lot or a little? So there's a machloikis. Some paiskim say that you're only allowed to make for the next meal that's coming up. So that means if it's Shabbos morning, you're only allowed to make enough salt water for the Shabbos lunch. You can't make for Shalosh Shudas. Other Paiskim say you can make as much as you need for Shabbos. As much as you need for today, not only for the next meal, but not past what you need for Shabbos. And that's, most Paiskim pask in that way. Other Paiskim want to say, but we don't pask in that way, that if you don't put the thing that you want to preserve into it, it's mutter. Why? Because the whole reason it's also is because it looks like you want to preserve. If you don't put anything to preserve, it's mutter. But that's what the Meiri says. But the Mishnah Berurah has a great raya that that's not the halacha. Because the Gemara, all the Paiskim always speak about making salt water when Pesach is Erev Shabbos. If you're allowed to make salt water as long as you don't put anything into it, so what would be the shaila? So you see that you're not allowed to make salt water, a lot of salt water, even if you don't put anything into it. So continues the Bryce and saying what Rabbi Yossi holds. Oh, Rabbi Yossi, v'chev neishta alola merubim v'alola ma'atim, because this is a lot or a little, alola asur v'alola mutter, it should be mutter asur. Yarem melachim merubim asura, melachim ma'atim mataris. Where we find, we're learning already over 100 bladim sechta Shabbos, that there's a difference if it's a lot or a little. If it's a melacha, it's a melacha. Ela, elu v'elu asur mehen. Everything is asur. Ve'elein me melech ha-matarim. When is a mutter? Nois in shem ha-melech. Put in oil with the salt. Or shem ha-mayim. Or salt. Or oil with the water. Vach la-yitim mayim melech ha-chila. Just don't first mix the salt and the water. So the Sfas Emes asks, if you use oil, what will the Rabbanon hold? The Rabbanon said you're only allowed to make a little. What will the Rabbanon hold when you put oil? Will they at that time allow you to make a lot? Or then will they also only let you make enough for a little? And Rabbi Yossi the same. When Rabbi Yossi says that you always have to use oil, what does Rabbi Yossi mean to say? You have to use oil and only make a little? Or does Rabbi Yossi mean that if you use oil, you could make a lot? Because once I have the oil, says the Gemara, Tanya Rabbi Yehuda bar Chaviva, Ein oisim mei malach azin. You're not allowed to make strong salt water. Ask the Gemara, my malach Azin, what is strong salt water? Rabbi Rav Yosef bar Abba Dam Tavaya, Kol Shabayit Sof Behen. So much salt water that an egg would float on it. V'kama, how much is that? What's the formula? Amar Abaye, Trei Tilsi Milcha, V'Tilsi Mayim. 2/3 salt, and 1 salt, and 1/3 water. Ask the Gemara, L'may Avdalei, why do they need such strong salt water? Amar Rav Abba L'maraisa, it's some sort of a fish disc. Fish dish. Tanar Rav Yehuda bar Chaviva, Ein malchen tznoim, you're not allowed to salt radish, ubeya is eggs, b'shabbos. Because all these things, it looks like you're preserving them. Rav Chizki Mishmei Dabayama, tznoim asr, you're talking not allowed to salt radish, ubeya materis. You are allowed to salt egg. Amar Rav Nachman, reish have a mechilna pugla. At the beginning I used to salt radishes on Shabbos. Amina av sudikam av sidna, I'm only making it worse by salting it. Dama Shmuel, Pulga Chor Femali. Sharp radish are good. Salting takes away the sharpness. However, Chim Nishman Elcha, once I heard this halacha, the Chios Ul of Amr B'marava Malchi Kishri Kishri, they always salt radishes, piles of salt, Mimlech Lemelechness. Now, you're not allowed to salt radishes. What do? Tvulim Badmet Pilna. I just dip the radish into the salt. Why did he do it? Because you're only allowed to salt one piece of radish at a time. So if I'm going to salt them as they're laying on the plate, he was concerned that the salt would go from one piece of radish to the other. So he dipped it, and like that he was careful that he dipped only one piece at a time. Taner of Yehuda, Bachaviva. Esrig, we know what Esrig is, nine radish. No, for halacha reasons. Because you're not allowed to salt a lot. So the only way you can be guaranteed that you dip one at a time. Tana Rav Yehuda bar Chaviva, Esrig, Tznoin is radish, Ubeya, Imole Kliposin Achitzoina, if not for the outer shell, and Yoitzvim Neimayim L'Oilim. They're very hard to digest. The outside shell makes it digestible. By egg, you don't eat the outside shell. What does the outside shell mean? It means the white of the egg. And the Mefarshim explain like this. The yellow of the egg, the yolk, is very easily digested. Since it's so easily digested, it would never expel itself from the body. The only reason it comes out of the body is because it has the white, which is harder to digest, that comes along with it. Kiyosar of Dimi, Amma Ma'olim Laitava Gavra B'Yam D'Stam. Nobody ever sunk in the Yam HaMelech. Amma Rav Yosef, Havucha Sedoim. You're talking about Stoyim, which we know is the city that was turned over. Vavuchamila. And you're also saying things that are turned over, that don't make sense. Gavuhu de Loitova. Is it only a person that never sank in the Yam HaMelech? Kshuratova. But a board would sink, which we know is not true. Nothing sinks in the Yam HaMelech. Amar Abaya. So Abaya said, that's not what he meant. Lami Bai Kama. He meant, it goes without saying. Lami Bai Kshura. It goes without saying that a piece of wood, that feel b'chom meimish b'oilim loitava, that even in a regular ocean, a regular body of water, it doesn't sink. That's why you'll see a raft floating on water. Ela fila gavra. But a person, the tava b'chol meimish ba'olam, people unfortunately do sink in water, b'yam d'stoim, loy tava. They don't sink in the Yam HaMelech. Why? They saw a very beautiful pshat. What was Stoim? Stoim was a city that didn't give any tzedakah. They took, but didn't give. Why do oceans have this nature that people sink in them? Because there's a current, and the current pulls the person down. When does something have a current? Because it takes in and it gives out. That's all the oceans of the world accept water and give out water. Gives it a current and a person will sink. The Yam HaMelech, which is in Sodom, only takes in water, doesn't give out water. Just like Stein was a city that only took and didn't give out. And that's why there's no current and nobody sinks there. Ask the Gemara, L'may nafkamina, why does it make a difference to know if about the Yam HaMelech if you sink or don't? Says the Gemara, ki ha'da ravin, have a shock of a'oza achurid Rav Yamya, he was walking behind Rav Yamya, aguda the Yam Stoim, on the bank of Yam HaMelech. Amloi, ma'al mishnu mahani ma'i b'shabas. Are you allowed to wash your face with the water of the Yam HaMelech on Shabbos? And now we begin the sugya, we're going to learn it for the next couple of daf, about refuah b'shabas. The halach is, you're not allowed to take medicine on Shabbos. Why? It's a gzeir from Chazal, shema of shchikas ha'mamonim. We're afraid if you're going to take medicine, you may make the medicine, which involves grinding, which is malacha. So the question is, are you allowed to wash your face with the Yam HaMelech water? Amle shapadami. You may. Ma'al memetz lemiftach. Are you allowed to open and close your eyes to put the Yam HaMelech water in your eyes? Amalei Zula Shemati, I didn't hear this question specifically. However, Kiyotzba Shemati, I heard a similar question. Before we go further, this is something we're going to talk about more in Mitzvashem tomorrow. Here we see that the issue of refuah even applies to healthy people. Because we're going to learn tomorrow, Shaila, if the issue of refuah applies only to sick people, or does the issue of taking medicine even apply to healthy people? Here he's talked about everybody. And he said that you're not allowed to do it sometimes, and you're allowed to do it sometimes. Dom Reb Zeir, Zimna Amalei Mishmei de Reb Masna, Vizimna Amalei Mishmei de Marukva, Vitavai Mishmei de Avud Shmuel, Vilembri. Amrin. Chad Amar, Yayin Betoicha Ayin Asr, you're not allowed to put wine for a refuah into your eye, Agava Yayin Mutter, but next to your eye, even if it will roll into your eyes, it's Mutter. Vichad Amar, right tuffle, saliva, the first saliva in the morning, that you didn't eat anything, that also they used as a medicine, a fila gavayayin osur. You're not allowed to even put next to your eye. Because that's certainly that you're doing it for a fool. Nobody else is going to put saliva on their face. So he heard one of these halachas he heard from the Avud Shmuel, and one was said by Levi. Says the Gemara, but I don't know who said what. Says the Gemara, this time the Avud Shmuel, who the Amar Yayin B'taych Hayayin osur. Avud Shmuel is the one that says the wine in the eye is aser, agava yayin mutter, but next to the eye is mutter. Why? Midam Shmuel shah adam peter b'yayin, the person is allowed to soak his bread in wine, the nice agava yayin Shabbos, and you can put it next to his eye. That's how you can get the wine next to your eye. Now Shmuel said this halacha. Who did Shmuel ostensibly hear this from? The Shmilei Meman. Who did he hear this from? Lo the Shmilei Mavud Shmuel. He must have heard it from his father. So this is a proof that the halacha about wine is Avud Shmuel's halacha. And by deduction, I say that the halacha about saliva is Levi's. Ask the Gemara, it won't work. Because of Tameich. Hadam Shmuel, right tafel gefila gaba yayin osur. He said that saliva from food that if you didn't eat anything, you're not allowed to put anywhere in your face. The Shmuel Miman. Who did he hear it from? This is Shmuel talking. Again, you're going to tell me that what Shmuel said, he heard from the father. Elam the Shmuel Mavu, this too he heard from his father. So now we have both of these halachas attributed to his father. A Levi Vloichada Amar. The Levi not say one. We know that one of these two halachas was said by Levi and one was said by Avud Shmuel. Says the Gemara, El Chada Shmuel Mavua. One of these things Shmuel heard from his father. The Chada Shmuel Milevi. One he heard from Levi. The Layadinan, and we don't know. Haimei Avua. Haima Levi. Which one he heard from his father, and which one he heard from Levi. But what is relevant to us, here we see that if you don't put something directly in the eye, you only put it on the face, just like the wine you're allowed to do that, so too he said that the Yam HaMelech water that has in it these therapeutic benefit, you can't put it directly in the eye, but you could put it on the face, and like that, use it.